Thank you very much, Arye. It's a pleasure to welcome all of you here this evening. It's wonderful, especially during Ben Hazmanim, that we see that there is such an intense sense of Limud HaTorah, when we can actually translate the yeshiva into different communities throughout the general area, and to see that that sense of Hasmad is one that continues not only in the Kosei Beis HaMidrash, but rather the impact is felt at large. And certainly I want to thank the sponsors, the Rabban of the community, all those who made it possible to have the program during the day, and especially for me to be able to join you this evening. The series of Shiur will be devoted to topics in our Chaim, especially that of Hilchos Kriya Shema and Hilchos Tefillah. And simply by way of introduction to the halachos of Kriya Shema, it's important to emphasize its role and especially the significance of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. The Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Chof Aleph that even though we assume that Kriya Shema, of course, is a mitzvah in HaTorah, that certainly is not a clear assumption. The Gemara tells us this is a machlokas between Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel and the Shita of the Chachamim. The Chachamim assume that Kriya Shema is in fact a mitzvah in HaTorah. And Shmuel is of the opinion that no, the obligation of reciting Kriya Shema twice each day is only a din derabbanan. How can that be? After all, the Torah tells us, Uveshoch b'chuv kumecha. So Abai answers that no, hahu, b'divrei Torah siv. That's not referring to Kriya Shema itself, but rather that's referring to Torah in the most general sense. So the Gemara presents the two views. According to the Shitas Chachamim, the psukim that we read of Kriya Shema, v'dibarta ban b'shiftecha b'beisecha uveshoch b'kumecha, is a reference to the parshas of Kriya Shema themselves. According to the view of Shmuel, it's referring to Divrei Torah in the most general sense. The obligation of reciting Kriya Shema daily is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. There are Rishonim, in fact, that assume lahalacha, like the Shita of Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Tosfos writes the Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel Mabeis that Kriya Shema is only d'rabbanan, and this is one day in Tosfos and Sota and Daf Mabeis and Mabeis as well. And Tosfos questions, how is it possible to assume that Kriya Shema is only a din d'rabbanan? What about all the drashos of the Gemara based on the psukim of the Kriya Shema itself? Uveshachru v'kumecha zman shchiv at night, zman kima during the day. Tosfos writes, one must necessarily assume that they're only in a smach v'ba'alma. It's an indirect reference to a din d'rabbanan, but midaraisa there's no obligation of reciting Kriya Shema. The same point is found in Kesef Mishnah and Perek Beis of Hilchos Kriya Shema, where Kesef Mishnah comments, if you assume that Kriya Shema is only a din d'rabbanan, you must assume all the times the Gemara quotes these psukim in reference to some mitzvah each night and each day, it's only referring to an asmachta, a din d'rabbanan. This is the view one day in Tosus, and the Rif, and Dafyad Beis Amar Aleph, and Dafyad Rif disagrees, assumes the halacha as we do in Simin Samach of Hilchos Kriya Shema, that Kriya Shema is in fact a mitzvah daraisa. But what do we do with that difficulty that Tosus raises? How can you assume that Kriya Shema is only a din d'rabbanan, when in fact the Gemara has so many drashos that seem to indicate that there is a mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim that applies every night and every morning? The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachos Daf Yud Beis and Mabeis and Daf Yarif the following chiddush. When Abayi gives that teretz, Hahu b'divrei Torah chsiv, does it mean that Abayi maintains that there is no such mitzvah at all of Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim? Or is Abayi telling us a very different chiddush? Rabbeinu Yonah writes the following novel idea. Everyone agrees, both Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda, that there is a mitzvah daraisa twice each day of Kabbalah Sumach HaShamayim, when accepting upon oneself the yoke of heaven, the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. That certainly, Lesman de Polig, that is a din daraisa. What then is the machlokis between the Chachamim and Shmuel? Chachamim understand a mitzvah of reciting Shema Yisrael, the partials of the Shema, day and night. And what is the Shita of Shmuel? When Abai answers, Hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv, it doesn't mean that he's denying the mitzvah, but rather a striking chiddush. According to the view of Shmuel, there is a mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim every night and every morning. How does one fulfill that mitzvah? How do you acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech? According to Chachamim, you can only do so by reciting the Parsha of Shema. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that is an act, that affirmation of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. And what about according to the Chiddush of Shmuel that no, Hahu B'divrei Torah Ksiv means it doesn't necessarily have to be the Parsha of the Shema. But any Kriyas HaParsha, that itself is an affirmation of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. And therefore, Ben Yonah writes the very great Kiddush that everyone agrees that there is a mitzvah every night and a mitzvah every day of reading a Parsha of Torah. Whereas according to the Shita of the Chachamim, it must be the Parsha of Kriyas Shema. According to the view of Shmuel, any Kriyas HaParsha is sufficient. And all the drushos that the Gemara has, uveshoch uvekumecha, every night this must be fulfilled, every day this must be performed, that's true even according to Shmuel. There's a mitzvah darais of Kriyas HaParsha, ben dayam, ben belayla. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yonah, and daf yedbeis nadapei aris. This is what the Shagas Aryeh develops in Siman Aleph, in the very beginning of the Chibur. Everyone agrees the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim, but what is the Chiddush of the Shita of Shmuel? Any Kriyas HaParsha, that itself is sufficient as an act of Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. This is reminiscent of what the Ramban writes in his Hakdama to his Pirush al Torah. The Ramban tells us that Yesh Lanu Kabbalah Shalemes, that we have a mystical tradition, Shekol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every letter of the Torah itself is considered to be the Shem Hashem. That's the drush of the Gemara Brachos and Daf Kaf Aleph. This is very Amud. We're obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah. How do we know that there's a mitzvah midaraisa each day to recite Birchas HaTorah? The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havo God Elokeinu. Literally, when you call out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the link between Shem Hashem and one who involves himself in the Torah Hashem? The Marsha writes in that sugya, and it's the Sefer Charedim writes this in the Yerushalmi, even before the Marsha. Shem Hashem is exactly as the Ramban points out. Torah is considered to be Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And any Kriya, Torah Shebichtav, is considered to be an affirmation of Kabbalah, so Malchus Shamayim. That's the Din Daraisa of Shem Hashem Ekra, of Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Naf Chavav that from where do we know that if a person sits and learns that there's a sense of Hashras Hashchina, the Shchina accompanies that individual. The Gemara calls the Pasuk, Kol Makom Asher Azkir Shmi, Avoidach Oberachticha. Whenever you mention my name, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm there to bestow Bracha. Liman HaTorah means invoking the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Ramban continues in the Hakdama. Lest you think that this is simply Divrei Kabbalah, the Ramban writes, you know why if you have a missing letter or an extra letter in the Sefer Torah is possible? Because you've broken the link between Shem Hashem and the Ksav Shel Torah. The Ramban writes that all the letters of our Torah HaKadosha spell out the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent any missing letter, any additional letter, renders the Sefer Torah as being possible. Why is that true? Because Kishem Hashem Ekra, Torah is considered to be Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the comment of Menchus Kino has in the very end of the Chibur, in Mitzvah Taryag, where the Menchus Kino suggests that maybe the only omission or addition that renders a Sefer Torah possible is a change that affects the meaning of the Ksav Shel Torah. According to Ramban, that's not true. The Ramban is explicit. Even chaseros v'yaseros, even an extra letter that doesn't impact on the meaning of the words at all. You have a word which is written chaser, which in your Sefer Torah is malay. The Ramban writes, that means the Sefer Torah, in a sense, is deficient because it no longer corresponds to Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that any Kriyas HaParsha is considered to be an act of Kishem Hashem Ekra of a Gol Elokeinu. That's the Chiddush of Shmuel. In order to makabel Malchus Shamayim, it's not necessary to read the Parsha of Shema. That's only a Din D'Rabbanan. The Ikra Din D'Araisa, any Kriyas HaTorah itself is considered to be an act of affirmation of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Levesha could often comment, the Gemara tells us in Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis, of the early Takana of Kriyas HaTorah. When was Kriyas HaTorah first instituted? The Gemara tells us, Vayochu Shlosh Hashem B'Midbar V'Momatzo Ma'in. That was before Ma'amad HaSinai. Before we received the Torah Hashem, we already had a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Before there was a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. A mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Why was that true? Because the Gemara says that Vayochu Shlosh Hashem B'Midbar V'Momatzo Ma'in Ein Ma'in El HaTorah. Knesset Yisrael couldn't exist without the Torah Hashem. The Gemara says, Miyad Nilu, they would wither if they didn't involve themselves in some form of Kriyas HaTorah. That means that there is so much more to Limud HaTorah, to Kriyas HaTorah, than simply the technical mitzvah. But rather, that's considered to be an act of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. Rav Soloveitchik could often comment that that's the chiddush of this sugya in Brachos and Daf Chof Aleph. The kiyum of Kriyas Shema is one of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. What is the Maisa HaMitzvah? That's the machlokis between Shmuel and Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, you have to read the Parsha that mentions Avas Hashem, that mentions Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. In the beautiful Chiddush of Shmuel, the Tosfos writes, we assume la'alacha, any Kriyas HaParsha is sufficient for an act of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. If you take a look in the Yishum Lezeich Rabba Mori, the Rav emphasizes this in Chilak Aleph, and Tej Yid Zayin, and Chilak Beis, and Tej Reishei, the notion of Limud HaTorah as being an act, an affirmation of Kedushas Yisrael, of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim, above and beyond the technical parameters of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself. You're all familiar with the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah at all, but rather, Kishem Hashem Ekra, it's a Brachan Chesed Shel Torah. The Ramban writes, the Birchas Shevach Vauda for Kabbalah HaTorah. This fits so beautifully with this machlokes between Shmuel and the Chachamim. The Chachamim certainly agree that every act of Limud HaTorah is one which invokes Kabbalah HaMalchus Shamayim. But in terms of Maisa HaMitzvah of Kriyas Shema, you have to read the parsh that mentions Yichud Hashem. In Shmuel's Chiddush, that every Kriyas HaParsha is considered to be an affirmation of Yichud Hashem and Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yonah. When the Gemara says, Ahu b'divrei Torhu d'chsev, it doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah. Of course there's a mitzvah d'araisa, but it's fulfilled through the Kriyas HaParsha itself. There's a similar Chiddush based on the Gemara earlier in Daf Tesvavma days, where the Gemara discusses the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi regarding Kriyas Shema. Is it necessary to articulate the words of Kriyas Shema? And is it necessary to be mashmi'a loznecha, to hear yourself recite every word of the Kriyas Shema itself? Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, isn't it obvious that a person must hear every word? The Pasuk says, Haskes Ushema, be attentive and hear and listen to the words. The Gemara answers the very same line of Abaye, Hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That Pasuk of Haskes Ushema is referring to Divrei Torah. If you look, for example, in Shulchan Aruch Harav, a striking Chiddush, Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, it's found in Yeridaya, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Simen Beis, Sif Yud Beis. Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, it's Mufurish then in the Gemara. When a person learns, he's obligated to articulate, to enunciate all the words of his limud. Whenever a person is reading a Chetzah Shel Torah, Ksav Shel Torah, any text, Torah Shebichsav, or even Torah Shebalpeh, a person is obligated to recite the words. Isn't that exactly what the Gemara is telling us? Haskes Ushma, Hahu B'Divrei Torah. A very great Chiddush. Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, when a person learns, you're obligated to recite each word aloud. Otherwise, Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a very great Chiddush. And what if you're learning the Chavrusa? You're listening to a shir. How are you yotzei? Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, Shomei Ka'one. Just as the concept of Shomei Ka'one when it comes to Hachos Brachos and Kiddush and Mitzvah Shebedibur, Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, it applies to Limud HaTorah as well. When the Gemara answers, Ahu b'divrei Torah d'chsev, it means yes, there's an obligation of Haskes Ushema. The Gemara doesn't mean to assume that the drash that was quoted is untrue lahalacha, but it means it's referring to Torah generally. Not only is there a mitzvah to recite each word of the Kriyas Shema, but a Chiddush Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, there's a need to recite each word during Limud HaTorah itself. The Shita Gobetzis writes, and that's the Gemara Chos, not as well as it knows, that once the Gemara answers, Ahu b'divrei Torah chsev, So therefore, that pasuk of Haskisu Shema is not referring to Shmias HaOzen, but rather it's referring to Shmias HaLev. It means you have to internalize the learning, not that you have to articulate. The Gemara writes, Meirvin, that pragmatically, it is far advantageous to enunciate the words than simply to learn quietly. But Fichidish, Shochmah HaRav, that this is necessary for the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah again, an act of Kabbalah Somalcha Shemayim, and that's the Chiddush of Shmuel, that Hahu B'Divrei Torah Hodichsev. We assume lahalacha, like the view of Rov Rishonim, as mentioned in the Mechaber in Siman Samach, that Kriya Shema is in fact a mitzvah daraisa, and as such, of course, mitzvah strichos kavana. But what part of Kriya Shema is daraisa? After all, Kriya Shema is made up of the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, and the first parsha of the Shema, the second parsha, and the third parsha, where we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which elements of Kriya Shema daraisa according to Chachamim, and which elements are only derabanan? Four options, four possibilities, four shitas in the Rishonim. The shita of the Rashba and that of the Ramban is found in the Mochamos and Rosh Hashanah da Chavches. When we say that there is a mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema, simply pasuk Rishon is sufficient. The pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that is considered to be an act of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, Yichud Hashem, that is all that is necessary for the mitzvah min HaTorah of Kriya Shema. And in fact, Ramban writes, why is it that added Kavana is necessary for that first pasuk? Because that first pasuk is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema on a level of Daraisa. And there's a fundamental difference between mitzvahs daraisa as opposed to mitzvahs derabanan regarding the issue of mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. The Magen Avraham in Siman Samach, Hilchos Kriya Shema, quotes the Psak Halacha of the Radvaz, that even though ideally one should have kavana for all mitzvahs, whether daraisa, whether it's derabanan, but minimally, a mitzvah daraisa requires kavana, b'di'eved, if you perform a mitzvah derabanan without kavana, you in fact are still yotze. Whenever you ask yourself, is this a mitzvah daraisa? Is this a mitzvah derabanan? One of the crucial issues is whether b'di'eved, if you did the mitzvah without kavana, are yotze, or are you not? You're familiar with Mishnah Berurah and Tov Teites. If a person asks you, for example, what night is it of Sfiras Omer, not to say, tonight is this given night, but yesterday was. Why? Because since Rov Rishon of the opinion that Sfiras HaOmer Bezman Hazeh is only Terabbanan, Tosfos Menachos Naf Samach Vav, therefore if you'll tell the person tonight is the fifth night of Omer, you're ready Yotze. You didn't have Kavana, but since Rov Rishon of Assum Mitzvahs Ein Srichos Kavana B'di'eved regarding Mitzvahs Derabbanan, so therefore one will be Yotze with that informative statement, even though he certainly did not have in mind to be Yotze. The Ramban writes the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, that is Daraisa. The Pri Chodosh, in the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, lists the various shitas of Rishonim. The Chiddush of the Rashba, the Chiddush of the Ramban, the first pasuk. The Pri Chodosh explains Rashi Shita is the first parsha of Kriya Shema. That is Daraisa. After all, the concept of Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, is not only acknowledged explicitly in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, but it's true in the entire parsha of Yahavta. In Rashi Shita, Parsha Rishona is a Din Daraisa. That's in fact how Rashi answers the issue of the practice that was true in time of the Rishonim, true in many communities, even in our time as well, where one will daven Mariv early before Tzeis HaKochavim. If that's true, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Rashi writes, with Kriya Shema Lamita. You'll repeat the Kriya Shema before you go to sleep. With that, you fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema. Tosus asks, but how much of the Shema do you recite late at night in Kriya Shema Lamita? Only the single parsha? So the Pri Chodosh and Esai explain, according to Rashi, that's all that's necessary. Parsha Rishon is sufficient in order to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of Kriya Shema. Tosus assumes that's not true. After all, the pasuk of Uvashachu Vekumecha is not only found in the first parsha of Kriya Shema, it's also mentioned in Vayim Shema'a. There is why we underscore the need to recite this parsha, Balayla, and also Bayom. And therefore, the sheet of Tosfos is that both Parshiyos said Araisa. And that's Tosfos' issue then. It's insufficient simply to go ahead and to rely on Kriya Shema Lamikta. After all, one Parsha is not enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And therefore, both Parshiyos are necessary in the Torah. As the Reisha could often comment, when you look in the Rambam, it's clear the Rambam writes that all three Parshiyos are the Araisa. The Rambam writes the very beginning of Tosfos Kriya Shema. The Kriyas Gimel Parshiyos Ha'elu Al HaSeder Zuhi Nikris Kriya Shema. Reciting all three of these Parshiyos in this particular order, in the sequence, the Rambam writes that is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Rav would often comment, the Rambam Shita, all three Parshiyos are Daraisa. So the Chiddush of the Rashi and the Ramban, the first Pasuk, Rashi first Parsha, Tosfos two Parshiyos, the Rambam assumes all three Parshiyos are in fact Daraisa. The Shagazayah brings an interesting possible Raya to assume that not only is it the first Pasuk and the first Parsha, but even the second Parsha must be Daraisa as well. Shagazayah was asked the following. The Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daf Yud Gimel, why is it that we recite the first Parsha, Shema Vayim Shamoa, Shema Vahavta is first, Vayim Shamoa is recited only in Emor. The Gemara says, Lama Kodma, Parsha Rishona, the Parsha Shnia. What's the answer the Gemara gives? First, Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael with the first Parsha, and then we go on and mention Kabbalah Samitzvos. A logical sequence. Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, followed by Kabbalah Samitzvos. The Shagazayah was asked the following kasha. Why doesn't the Gemara give a very simple answer? If you should assume, for example, Rashi Shita, that the first Parsha is Daraisa, and the second Parsha is only Derabanan, or you assume like the Rashba, the Ramban, that the first Pasuk is Daraisa, and the balance is only Derabanan. So the Gemara asks, why is it that Shema and Vahavta come first, Vayim Shemoa come second? And the answer is, Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim precedes Kabbalah Samitzvos. Why not simply argue, because first the mitzvah Daraisa, followed by the mitzvah Derabanan? And therefore the Makshin, the one who posed this kasha to the Shagazayah, says, isn't that a clear indication that the second Parsha of Kriya Shema as well must be Min HaTorah? After all, if you assume the first Parsha is Daraisa, the second Parsha is Daraisa, and the third Parsha is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Daraisa, if they're all Min HaTorah, you understand the Kasha of the Gemara very well. Why that specific order? But if one is Daraisa, one is Derabanan, obviously that should come first. And Shagazayah writes, he doesn't think that that's true. Shagazayah in Siman Beis writes the following Chiddush. When you have a mitzvah which is made up of various components, some of which are Daraisa, and some of which are Derabanan, there is no halacha that first you perform what is the mitzvah Daraisa, and then only afterwards fulfill the mitzvah Derabanan. And therefore, even if the first parsha is Daraisa, and the second parsha is Derabanan, still, the Gemara legitimately will ask, Lama Kodma, why is it that the first parsha is first, and the second parsha follows? The Shagazayah writes, interesting Chiddush, that there's no halacha of Kedima, of a mitzvah Daraisa and Derabanan, when you're dealing with components of a particular mitzvah. Very interesting Chiddush. And he brings a fascinating raya. This raya is against the Pnei Yeshua, and against the Noda Behuda. His raya is from Kiddush. The Gemara tells us in Brachos and Davchos, in Shavuos and Davchos, we're obligated every Shabbos to recite Kiddush. Kiddush has many different elements. Kiddush B'Dvarim, just mentioning the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos. The Gemara tells us, it's necessary to do so on a Koshel Bracha. And the Gemara tells us in Erev and Daf Mem, Hamavaras Sarach Sheyitom, you drink from the Koshel Bracha. Three different elements to Kiddush. Mentioning Shabbos, doing so on a Koshel Bracha, and to partake, to drink, to be toim, min hayayin. So Kiddush is Daraisa, and Kiddush is made up of three different elements. Which are Daraisa, and which are Derabanan? Are all three elements of Kiddush Daraisa? Or should we say now? Three different views in the Rosh Hashanah. Rashi Shita, this is quoted by what is not really Rashi, but the Mefaresh, in place of Rashi, in Nozer and Daf Gimel Beis, Daf Dalam and Aleph. There the Rashi assumes that even Ti'ima, drinking from the Kol Shel Bracha, is part of the Din Daraisa of Kiddush, to the extent that Rashi writes incredibly, a Nazir drinks from the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. If that's part of the Mitzvah Daraisa, so therefore that was not included in the Naziris at all. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos writes, Nazir and Havdalah, and Shavuos and Havchav, certainly not true. Drinking the wine of Kiddush is not part of the Mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush. What is Kiddush Daraisa? Tosfos has two views. Either all you need for Kiddush Daraisa is Devarim, mentioning the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos. Everything else, Kiddush Al Hayayin, is only a din Drabanan. And the second split of Tosfos, interesting lahalacha, is that Kiddush Al Hayayin is min haTorah, but any need to drink from the Kol Shel Bracha, that is only a din Drabanan. Min haTorah Yayin is necessary, but that doesn't mean that you have to drink. You have to recite the Nusach of Kiddush in conjunction with the Kol Shel Bracha. We assume lahalacha like Rov Rishonim, like that first day in Tosfos, that Kiddush B'Dvarim is the Mitzvah Daraisa, and Kiddush Al Hayayin is only Drabana. Shagasai writes in Sun Beis, if this is true, Kiddush Al Hayayin, Drabana. But mentioning the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos, that certainly is a Din Daraisa. So why is it that the sequence of Kiddush is first the Birchas Hayayin, followed by the Kedusha Siyam? Birchas Hayayin is Drabana. The text of Kedusha Siyam is necessary Midaraisa. And yet, what is the order? First Kedusha Sayom and then Yayin, or Yayin Kedusha Sayom? You know the Mishnah. And Dafnan Aleph and Brachos, the Machlokes, Beisilo Beishamai. Beisilo says first the Brach of Yayin, followed by the Brach of Kiddush. Why is that true? Either because Yayin gor in the Kiddush Shetayomeh, that it is Yayin that allows you to recite the Kiddush, or else simply the concept of Tavir. The Birchas Sayayin is more frequent than Kedusha Sayom, and therefore, following the rule of the Tadr Vishenu Tadr, the Birchas Sayayin is first, that's certainly what we assume, Malacha. First the Birchas Sayayin, followed by the Bracha on Kedusha Sayom. So Shagasai writes, but what about Daraisa versus Drabanan? If the Bracha Al Hayayin is only Drabanan, and the Nusach of Kiddush, some Nusach, that mentions Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos is Daraisa, so therefore, shouldn't we assume, of course, as Beis Shammai, first mention the Kedusha Sayom and then the Birchas Hayayin? Shagasai writes, apparently you see that no. When you have a mitzvah that has various components, various elements, so therefore there is no priority in terms of sequence that is given to the element Daraisa as opposed to element Rabbanu. And therefore, first Birchas Hayayin and then the Bracha, Kedusha Sayom. And therefore, even though Tosfos assumes the first parsha of Kriya Shema is Daraisa, and the second parsha of Kriya Shema is only Derabanan, nonetheless the Gemara still asks, Mama Kodma, why is it that the parsha of Shema comes first? The fact that that's Daraisa, and V'hayim Shema is only Din Derabanan, is not a sufficient answer. And that's why the Gemara has to answer first Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim, followed by Kabbalah Samitzvos. This Chiddush of the Shagasai in Siman Beis is against the Pnei Yeshua and against the Noda Yehuda. They ask the very same kasha. When the Gemara wants to know, when you make Kiddush, what comes first, Birchas Hayayin or Kedusha Sayom? And we, of course, assume like Beis Hillel first Birchas and because of Tadir. What about Daraisa versus Drabana? Why didn't the Gemara simply assume, of course, like Beis Shammai? First fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa, and then you can embellish everything on a level of Derabanan. So the Pnei Yeshua writes in Brachos and Dafman Aleph, and also the Noda Yehuda and the Tzlach, in Brachos and Dafman Aleph, the following teretz. If you assume that Kiddush Midaraisa is Devarim, and there's no need for Yayin, so when do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa? The Noda Yehuda writes, not when you come home and make Kiddush, but rather when you daven Mariv. When you daven Mariv on Shabbos, and you recite the words, Ata kidashtes yom hashvi'i l'shmecha, you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa. And therefore, now when you come home, both elements of Kiddush are only Drabanam. Not only the bracha Baruch Pri Agafen, but even the bracha on Kedushas Hayom, both are Drabanam. And that's why the Gemara asks, which one should come first? Because you're not dealing with the Drabanan versus the Daraisa. But no, the writes explicitly in the Tzlach. If one was Daraisa and one was Drabanan, it's clear that the Daraisa certainly would prevail, that would come first, and only later, the Kiyum Drabanan. Therefore, the Noda Vida writes a striking Kiddush. Let's assume, for example, a person didn't daven right. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Nafchav and Shurus Nafchav, women are obligated in Kiddush on the level of Daraisa. And let's assume the practice of many women, they do not daven Mariv on Mel Shabbos. You know what the Noda Vida writes? They must reverse the order of Kiddush. First, the Kedushas Hayom, that's Daraisa, followed by the Berchas Hayayin. If both are Drabanan, then you can tell me a Tadah Rishen Otadah. If one is Daraisa and one is Drabanan, certainly not. That's against the Kiddush of Shagas Ari in 7 days. Shagas Ari writes, you see from the case of Kiddush, that in all cases, regardless of whether you daven Mariv, you didn't daven Mariv, first Birchas Hayayin because of Tadir, you see that Daraisa and Drabanan does not play a role in sequence, and that's clear, he writes, according to the Balei HaTosfos. But after all, one could argue that the first parsha could be Daraisa, the second parsha could be Drabanan, as we pointed out, Rashi Shita, and yet the Gemara can still ask, why is it that the first parsha of Kriya Shema, Shema B'Avta, precedes the parsha of Vahayim Shema? So again, four Shitas in Rishonim. First Pasuk, first parsha, two parshios, or the third parsha. What is the novelty of the Rambam Shita? That all three parshas of Kriya Shema are Daraisa. The difficulty is the following. When you look from the Sugi and Brachos, the Gemara treats the third parsha of Kriya Shema so differently than the first two parshas. The first parsha and second parsha are Kriya Shema. That's the pasuk of Uvshach Bucha Uvkumecha. The last parsha, is that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? The Mishnah tells us in Brachos Nafid Beis and Beis, that's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every day we're obligated to acknowledge Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we do so in the concluding parsha of the Shema. And as you know from the Mishnah, you know from the Haggadah of the Machlokes, Ben Zom and the Chachamim, this mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, is this mitzvah Noheges Bayom of Alayla? Or is the mitzvah only Bayom? According to the Chachamim, L'man tizkeres yom seis chemeres mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha, only bayom, and not b'layla. The way Rashi understands that sheet of the Chachamim, that means that Kriya Shema at night only consisted of two parshios. They didn't recite the third parsha at all. The Rashba quotes the Ravid that disagrees, Brachos Daf Yabez Medeiz, where the Ravid writes, everyone agrees that Kriya Shema looked the same. They used to recite all three parshas of Kriya Shema during the day and at night. The machlokes simply was reciting the last parsha at night. Is that a din daraisa, or is that a mitzvah derabanan? The Chachamim maintained only a mitzvah derabanan. And that's the drash of Ben Zoma, that's not true. Yimei chayecha is yamim, ko yimei chayecha leilos. So Kriya Shema certainly applies twice a day. And yet a machlokas between Ben Zom and the Chachamim, whether Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is only Bayom, or whether it's even alive as well. It seems so clear that the Gemara treats Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim independent of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself. And yet the Rambam writes, the Kriyash Gimel Parshel Seder Al HaSeder, Zoi Nikris Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, all three Parshios. How can that be? But Chaim points out a further difficulty. The Rambam writes that, of course, there's a mitzvah daraisa to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim each and every day. When you look, however, in Minyan HaMitzvos, that's missing. The Rambam writes in Mitzvah Yud, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but nowhere does the Rambam mention that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is it that the Rambam omits this halacha daraisa, the need to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we assume according to Ben Zoma, twice a day, balayla uvayom. How can it be that the Ram doesn't count this? Rav Chaim gives two very different answers. One answer is the following chiddush. The Rambam writes in the Sharashim to Sefer Mitzvos and Shorish Gimel, in order to be counted in Taryag Mitzvos, the mitzvah must be noheges l'doros. It must be one which in principle is perpetual. If you have a mitzvah which is only a horasha, it was given to Bnei Yisrael once, or at least for a limited frame of time, in such a case that is not included in Taryag Mitzvos. Rav Chaim argues as follows. If you assume like the view of the Chachamim, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim applies perpetually. It applies now, and even applies Koyim Echayecha, Lahavi the Mosa Mashiach. But what about according to the view of Ben Zoma? Ben Zoma says that no, that Yemei Chayecha Yamim, Koyim Echayecha Leilos. Ben Zoma does not have the drasha of Lahavi the Mosa Mashiach. I would have argued without seeing the Gemara that of course Ben Zoma assumes that this is a mitzvah which is perpetual. But there's no need to have such a drasha. Now the Rambam writes that's one of the Kari Emuna. The Torah will never be Rachman L'Sam Muchlefes. A mitzvah is not going to change. The Gemara doesn't require a pasuk to tell us this mitzvah will apply in the future. Of course it will. But the Gemara tells us no. According to the view of Ben Zoma, Lasid Lavo, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will no longer apply. On what basis? The Zoma quotes the pasuk of Yirmiyahu. V'hinei yomim boim num Hashem, lo yom ar'or chai Hashem asher helas bnei Yisrael meret Mitzrayim. Lasid Lavo, when we experience the Gula Asida, we're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu not for the events of thousands of years ago, but our Shevach v'hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be for the Gula that we're experiencing at that time. Rabbi Chaim argued, if that's true, we assume a halakha like the view of Ben Zoma, so therefore, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a very lengthy horasha. It's not a mitzvah, which is a doros. There will come a time that the mitzvah will not be performed as we do so today, and therefore it is not to be counted min ha-mitzvah. That's one teretz that Reb Chaim offered. Why it is that the Rambam omits the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in Sefer HaMitzvot? The other answer Reb Chaim put forth was simply the following. There's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The Rambam writes the definition of Kriyat Shema. The Kriyas Gimel Parshios Ha'elu HaSeder Zui Nikris Kriyat Shema. All three Parshios. So of course the Rambam does not pound Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah independently, because the Rambam's view is that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not at all an independent mitzvah, but rather it is part of our kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. The Rambam understood it's not coincidental at all that we fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema and then we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It just so happens we fulfill one mitzvah and immediately go on to a second. The fact that Chazal placed these parshios together, that indicates that this is part of the single kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. In fact, what was the Lashon HaRambam? The Kriyas Gimel Parshios Ha'elo Al HaSeder. Of Sareshik was Medayik, that even the Seder of Parshios, Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos, and then Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is all part of the Din D'Oraisa of Yichud Hashem. And why is that true? Because the Torah itself tells us, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not merely predicated on belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Bore, but also as Manhig, HaMechadish V'tuvo, B'chol Yom Tamid. You have to acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem in its totality. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoseisicha. Yichud Hashem requires Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, which necessitates mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. And therefore the Rambam understood clearly there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, not as an independent mitzvah, but rather as part of the kiyum of Kriyat Shema, part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. That's the chiddush Reb Chaim suggested in the Rambam's view. When we mention Yichud Hashem, you must acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim. The same thing is true when it comes to Shabbos. When a person makes Kiddush, he mentioned the mitzvah d'araisa. He has to mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is Borei Shamayim V'aretz, uniqueness of Shabbos. But the Gemara also tells us in Pesachim Adav, Kuf Yizan Odeiz, you also have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Chiddush of Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. If you don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Midaraisa. Kiddush is not just simply to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and invested Shabbos with the Kedusha Sayom. The Shabbos also reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not merely is Borei, also is Manim. You must mention Zeichi Yitzias Mitzrayim. A few moments ago we mentioned the Chiddush in Oda B'Yuda, that when you dav in Maariv, you fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush. Minchas Chinuch disagrees. Minchas Chinuch writes in mitzvah lamed aleph, it's true that to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, you don't require wine. Zochril hayayin is only a din d'rabanan. You have to mention the significance of Shabbos. And what is that? Briyas ha'olam, but also Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, Minchas Chinuch writes, nowhere in the Shmon Esrei, in all Shabbos, do you mention Zeichi Yitzias Mitzrayim? So therefore, the Minchas Chinuch writes, when you come home from shul, you're obligated in Kiddush Min HaTorah. The fact that you daven is not a fulfillment at all of the mitzvah of Kiddush. You have to mention Zeichi Yitzias Mitzrayim. Unless the Minchas Chinuch writes, you hold Kiddush An Yantif is Daraisa. That's the Kiddush of Shiva Gebetzis, the beginning of Sechus Beitza. Because in the Yantif Shmon Esrei, you do mention Zeichi Yitzias Mitzrayim. Or in Yantif Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. In that Shmon Esrei, you mention Zeichi Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Chaskina writes, only in those occasions is it possible to assume that you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush when you daven. But normally on a Friday night when you come home from shul, you're still obligated in Kiddush Daraisa. And yet, just to backtrack a few minutes, still the Birchas Hayayin comes first, must be like the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Beis, against that Kiddush of the Mel Debiyud in the Tzlach. That's because the Mel Debiyud assumes that you fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush when you daven Maariv. And Chasinuch writes, it's not true. Shabbos also is part of Yichud Hashem. That's why the Gemara tells us that Shemir Shabbos is considered to be not simply a mitzvah, but part of Ikar Yemunah. Shkula K'negir Kol HaMitzvos. It affirms that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei, as Mani, and that's the role of Yitzias Mitzrayim as well. Tosos quotes a fascinating midrash, the top Tosos in Pesachim of Kuf Yedzayin with Beis, where Tosos writes, what is the basis of all Melech Shabbos? All Lamatas Melachos Tosos writes, teach us that we're obligated to refrain on Shabbos from doing those very same Melachos that we had to do when we were Avadim to Paran Mitzrayim. Tosos quotes that name of the midrash. How is it that we mark our chayrus from refraining to doing any malacha that Eved must do for his Adam? And Tosfos says that's the basis of all lametes malachos. Three different makaros from Melech Shabbos: Briyas Ha'olam, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the drasha we're so familiar with, the Gemara Shabbos Nachmem Testament days, the comparison of Mishkan to Melech Shabbos as well. But Yitzias Mitzrayim fundamentally plays that crucial role in our Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. The Rambam writes this is true on the level of Daraisa. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema without mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where do you see that this is true? That Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not just simply independent mitzvah, but part of Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. So first, it seems clear from the Pesukim themselves, Anochi Hashem Lokecha Asher Hotzisicha, so clear from Shabbos, Shutaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Briyas HaOlam requires that you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam Shita, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah, but part of the obligation of Kriya Shema. Where else do we see that this is true? Rav Soloveitchik commented, the Gemara tells us in Brachos the story regarding Rebbe, that Rebbe used to, in the morning, rise very early, and he used to recite Shir continuously throughout the day. Rav and Rav Chi were discussing very simply, when is it that Rebbe would fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, in Daf Yud Aleph, even a person shetorasu menaso, right? His vocation is simply limud haTorah. He is exempt from many mitzvahs on the level of the Rabbanon, but not exempt from mitzvahs min haTorah. So therefore, Rebbe, Sarasum Naso, but nonetheless, certainly he was obligated to recite Kriyashma. When did he do so? So the Gemara tells us in Rav Rab and Rav Chia that, you know, in the middle of the shir, Kishemavar Yadav Aleinav, and put his hand before his eyes, you know what Rebbe was doing? He was doing the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. That apparently is also an indication. Rebbe Shita, that's the basis, the Ramban, the Rashba, that Midaraisa. All you need is a single pasuk. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos and Dafir Aleph, that even one who is Torasum Naso, he still must fulfill mitzvahs daraisa, and he must recite Kriyashma. The Yerushalmi disagrees. The Yerushalmi writes a beautiful chiddush. The Yerushalmi tells us that a person who is osek the Torah is potter min hashma. Why is that true? Lashon Yerushalmi, in the very beginning of brachos, zeshinun, ve'ein mevatan shinun b'fnei shinun. Yerushalmi says, Shema is limud haTorah. Talmud Torah obviously is limud haTorah, and therefore one does not have to stop his learning to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Very fascinating chiddush in Yerushalmi. The mitzvah of Kriyashma, is that part of the Amud HaAvoda, or is that part of the pillar of the Amud of Torah? The Yerushalmi writes, HaOsek b'Torah is potter min haKriyashma. There's even Yerushalmi l'shitasei. The Mishnah tells us in Brachos Nafchav, women are exempt from Kriyashma. Why are women exempt from Kriyashma? Well, the Gemara assumes obviously that's a classic example of the mitzvah Hazman Grama. Yerushalmi in that sugi gives a very different reason. You know why women are exempt from Kriyashma? Yerushalmi quotes a pasuk, "Yulimadtem osam es b'neichem, b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem." The pasuk that we're familiar with when it comes to limud haTorah, Yerushalmi extends to Kriyashma as well. Kriyashma, the Yerushalmi writes, is a form of limud haTorah as we began. Limud haTorah as well as Kriyashma, both form Yichud Hashem, Kabbalos Malchus Shamayim. So the Gemara tells us that Rebbe, in the middle of the shir, used to stop and recite the first pasuk of Shema. The Gemara, however, continues. That's good as far as Kriyashma is concerned. However, the following difficulty, the Gemara writes in Brachos Nafi Gimel, and what about Yitzias Mitzrayim? When would Rebbe mention the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? The Gemara says a very great chiddush, that Rebbe Mahadir, Rebbe would always see to it that somehow he would weave the theme of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim into his shiur. And therefore, with that, he would fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And why did Rebbe do so? The Gemara answers, Lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim Bizmana. Because Rebbe felt you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim during the proper time. So a very simple question. What is the Zman of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Rebbe used to give shiur in the morning until when? Until Shkia. Don't we assume that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is Yimei Chayecha, which means all day? So Rashi writes, no. Lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim Bizmana? Rashi writes, Brachos Daf Gimel Beis, Bizman Kriyashma. Rebbe would give shiur in the morning. And it was essential, Rebbe maintained, to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim during the Zman Kriyashma. Why should that be? If these are two independent mitzvahs, so I understand why Kriyashma has to be in the morning. The Pasuk says, Uvkumecha. But Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha, Yom always connotes Kol Hayom. Or Sameach comments, the beginning of Kriyashma, that you see apparently that the Zman of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is dependent on Zman Kriyashma. That fits beautifully according to the Chiddush of the Rambam. If Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but rather part of Yichud Hashem, part of Kabbalos HaMalchus Shamayim, part of Kriyashma, so the Rambam, who does not count Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah, and writes that Kriyashma is deraisa in its complete form, all three partials, that's exactly how the Rambam understands this Gemara of Mahazki Yitzias Mitzrayim Bezmano. The Gemara, even earlier, in the Chesma Beis and Brachos, discusses the following issue. What is the earliest time that one can recite Kriyashma? Here the Gemara discusses the difficulty. What is the status of early morning between Amar HaShachar, the crack of dawn, and Neitzach HaMasamaz? Is that day? Is that night? The Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. The Ba'olam Lelahava, really out to din, it is still Laila, even after Amar HaShachar. So how can you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma? So Rabbi Akiva says very simply, Kriyashma begins earlier. Because the Pasuk doesn't say Yom, it doesn't say Laila, the Pasuk says, Ufkumecha, when you rise. And people are getting up at the crack of dawn, despite the fact that when it comes to other halachos, it's still Laila. The Pasuk writes to Chesmadeis, a very great Kiddush, that even though it's not yet Yom for other mitzvahs, Rabbi Akiva maintains it is Yom for Kriyashma. Rabbi Akiva's sheet is that Kriyashma is even after Amar HaShachar. This Nesiv has a very interesting ha'ari, often related with the story in the Haggadah. All of the Tanaim that Hayim is Sumi B'nei Brak, Hayim is Sap Mitzias Mitzrayim Kol Oso HaLayla. The Nesiv writes the following Kiddush, why does the Baal Haggadah tell us that was in B'nei Brak? Because the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva B'nei Brak. No, in B'nei Brak they always followed the Shitas Rabbi Akiva, and this was a double Shitas Save Rabbi Akiva. Number one, Rabbi Akiva felt that the mitzvah of Sipri Tzis Yisrael, the Seder night, was all night. Number two, Rabbi Akiva maintained that the Zman Kriyashma begins at Amar HaShachar. Only according to those two Shitas of Rabbi Akiva is it possible that the mitzvah of Sipri Tzis Yisrael comes to an end the moment that the mitzvah of Kriyashma begins. That's the Chiddush that Siv points out of the Baal Haggadah telling us that this was the unique practice of Rabbi Akiva to see to it that the mitzvos will fuse because of the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim until Amar HaShachar. The mitzvah of Kriyashma begins at that particular time. So the Rambam writes, the very beginning of Kriyashma. Let's assume a person is Yotze L'Derech. It's necessary for a person who's taking an early flight. He must get up early. If necessary, the Rambam writes, he can even fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma after Amar HaShachar, as the Gemara writes, and of Chesam Adayz. What does that mean, the Rambam tells us? He recites all three parshiyos of Kriyashma. Rav Soloveitchik points out again the following issue. Fine and good when it comes to the first parsha, the second parsha, uv'shachvacha, uv'kumecha. Uv'kumecha means even before Netzach Amma. The third parsha of Kriyashma, Yimei Chayacha, shouldn't that be dependent on Yom versus Laila, not Zman Kima and Zman Shchiva? Unless, of course, the Rav explained, you'll assume that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of that Kim of Kabbalah Samach Shamayim, part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, and therefore the Zman Kriyashma, who is Shachul Kumecha, will dictate the time of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. One last indication, the beautiful Chiddush that Rav Soloveitchik formulated, the Gemara just in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi is mentioned, wanted to make sure to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the beginning of the morning. So therefore, he was always Mahadur Ashmais Sedispe Yetzias Mitzrayim. He always made sure that somehow the Shir would tie in with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Many of my children accuse me of the same chait, that every topic I discuss is Borei and Manig and Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's followed after Rebbe. Rebbe says that every Shir, no, he used to do so, Bahazki Yetzias Mitzrayim Bizmana. Good. Apparently you see a Chiddush in the Gemara that mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim is all that's necessary. There's no need necessarily to recite a Kriya Saparsha. All Rebbe used to do was mention the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But yet, the Chachamim wanted to pick a Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So which Parsha did they choose? As we know, the Parsha of Tzitzis. It contains many mitzvos. Relatively speaking, it's a brief Parsha. And it contains the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Bikshu Likvoa Parshas Balak. The Chachamim had thought to use Parshas Balak as the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Beautiful psukim. Kel Motzini Mitzrayim. The Gemara says the Chachamim realized that no, that would not be as efficient. Why? Because it's a very long Parsha. Why not just simply say half of the Parsha? You don't have to tell the entire story. Just simply the psukim of Kel Motzini Mitzrayim. The Gemara tells us a very great Chiddush that no, that's not an option at all. Because Kol Parsha Dlo Paskei Moshe Ananmo Paskinan. You're not allowed to read a half a Parsha, the Gemara says. You have to use a full Parsha, not simply a half a Parsha. Kol parshu devo paskei Moshe anamo paskinan. What's the difficulty? Is that really true? You can't recite a half a parsha. You have to recite full parshios. And what do we do this morning? And what do you do in Kriyas HaTorah generally? You always lay an entire parsha? Certainly not. We're familiar with the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chaf Beis, Kol Pasuk Tlo Paske Moshe Namo Paskinan. You can't read a half a pasuk. The Gemara is bothered by the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh. How is it possible to accommodate all the necessary aliyahs and to sandwich that into relatively few psukim? Cannot be done. So the Gemara has two options. Either the first aliyah will be the first pasuk, the second pasuk, and a half a pasuk, two and a half. And the Levi will get half, full, and full, two and a half, and five psukim will accommodate two aliyahs. Or the Gemara says, doling, do what we do. One, two, three, the Levi comes up, you read a pasuk again, three, four, five. Why do we follow that view of doling and not pasuk? Because the Gemara says, kol pasuk, to the paske moshe, lo paskinan. You can't read a half a pasuk. Here the Gemara tells us in Brachos, in the few days, you can't read a half a parsha. Is that true? Kol pasuk, we understand. Kol parsha? We didn't read an entire parsha this morning. We read an entire pasuk, and that necessitated repetition of pasuk. What is the halacha? Kol pasuk, kol parsha. Rav Soloveitchik explained the following chiddush. The halacha is not kol pasuk lepaske moshe or kol parsha lepaske moshe. The halacha is as follows. Whenever a person fulfills a mitzvah, you ask yourself a very simple question. What is the unit of that mitzvah? Whatever the unit of the mitzvah is, that unit must be complete. If a person will fulfill the mitzvah and only mention half of that domain, half of that unit, that's a violation of lo paske moshe. So I'll give you an example. Often throughout the year we recite yud gimel midos. No? Isn't that end in the middle of the pasuk? Vinakei, stop. Isn't that a violation of Kopasot de Paske Moshe Ala Paskinan? You know what the answer is? That we are not reading the Yud Gimel Midos as Psukim, we're reading it as Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The unit is Midos. So to mention half, and not to mention the balance, that would be a problem of La Paske Moshe. But if we're invoking the Midos HaRachamim, as long as we acknowledge all of the Midos, that is considered to be sufficient. Because the unit is not a pasuk, the unit is the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing Rav Soloveitchik suggested is true when it comes to the kriya of Aseret HaDibros. What's the difference between Tam Elyon as opposed to Tam Tafton? Tam Tafton reads the Aseret HaDibros as psukim, so they stop at the sof pasuk. What does Tam Elyon do? We're not reading these betoras psukim, we're reading a betoras Dibros, Aseret HaDibros. And therefore we stop at the end of each. And therefore, Zochris and Rashabas Takad show true, it's end of the Pasuk, but if you're reading a Pitoras Aseret HaDibros, you continue. In fact, the Magen Avraham quotes, the old minhag, you don't see it so much Bizman Hazeh, that they only used to use Tam Elyon on Shavuos, but not in Yisron Veschanan. If you ask me, why are you leaning Aseret HaDibros in Parshas Yisron Veschanan, what would the answer be? Parshas HaShavua, the Psukim. Why are you leaning these Parshios and Shavuos? Kabbalah Satorah, Dibros. That's the minute that the Magen Avraham writes, Tam Elyon, and Shavuos Tam Tachton, throughout the year. It's not considered to be a violation of Kol Posuk L'Paske Moshe Namo Paskinam, because after all, we're not reading it the Torah's Posuk, we're reading it as Dibros. That's a very important Kiddush. You have to know what the unit of the mitzvah is. If the unit is Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'd give a Midos. If the Midos are Aseret HaDibros, if that is the unit, then that is the question of Lo Paske Moshe. What is the unit of Kriyas HaTorah? The Gemara tells us, Mavakam, and Daftei Beis, the unit is a Pasuk. You have to have three Psukim for each Aliyah, a total of 10 Psukim. The Takana of Kriyas HaTorah was formulated in terms of Kriyas HaPsukim. So therefore, the Gemara says the unit has to be complete. You want a lane this morning, a lane tomorrow morning, don't lane a half a pasuk. You have a problem, how to get 12 liters of 5 psukim? You have to repeat psukim. Half a pasuk is not an option. Ko pasuk betas kamoshan lo paskina. What about Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So here the Rav suggested, according to the Rambam sheet that you understand very well, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but rather is part of the obligation of Kriya Shema. What is the unit of Kriya Shema? Kriya Sapsukim? So the Rav pointed out, no. Kriya Saparsha. After all, the Rambam assumes not just Pasuk Rishon is Darais, Parsha Rishona, Parsha Shnia, whatever you're going to choose to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, modeled after Kriya Shema, has to be the unit of a Parsha, and therefore anything short of a complete Parsha is the Brisha called Parsha of Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Anan Lo Paskinan. That's why the Gemara says that Bikshli Gva Parsha Zolak, but the Gemara says the Parsha was so long, Chazal were afraid of the Tircha de Tzibura, and therefore they take Parsha Tzitzis, because richly speaking, it's concise, it mentions mitzvos, it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rav commented, according to Ramban, that the mitzvah d'araisa of Kriya Shema is a single pasuk, this wouldn't be true. But according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah is formulated in terms of parshiyos, then you understand very well that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of our obligation of Kriya Shema. This is an important lesson in Musar Haskel that should envelop us always. We fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, realize the importance of Kabbalat Malchus Shemayim. But it's insufficient to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu merely as being the Borei. It's always necessary to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Manhig as well. And that we do through the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not as an independent kiyum, but part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, part of our obligation of Yichud Hashem. The Ramban writes so beautifully, in the end of Parshas Bo, what is so special about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perform such nisim gluyim? The Ramban writes the following chiddush, that to mitoch hanisim hagdolim hamafursadim adomakir benisim hamistarim v'zo yisod kol haTorah kula. The Ramban writes that the importance of a nes nigla is not for the sake of that nes nigla, but rather, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of nisim gluyim, then we realize that everything that occurs in day-to-day life is a direct result of the Yad Hashem. Ramban writes, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to hone our vision to realize HaMisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. Everything. The Ramban goes out. You have to see the language of the Ramban in the very end of Parshas Bo. The Ramban tells us that a person does not have a chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu unless the person believes that kol mikreinu, everything that occurs to us, is a direct result of Hashkachas Hashem, and there is no such thing, ein ba'olam teva u'minhogel shalolam. There is no such thing, the Ramban writes, as a natural process. Something is seen to us as being natural because it's so constant, and it's so repetitive, we're so mechandanes. We're so mechan, a sun rising, a sun setting. The Ramban writes, these are nisim gluyim. It's just that we're so spoiled in terms of our appreciation of the Yad Hashem. The Ramban writes, that's the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If that demonstrated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of nisim gedolim hamafursamim, so that tells us to hone our vision to recognize Ademakir benisim hanistarim v'zel yisod kol haTorah kula. Bezras Hashem is just simply we begin with the foundation of what Kriya Shema is supposed to represent. We should realize the significance of Hashkachas Hashem, of Yichud Hashem, Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, in every facet, in every moment of day-to-day life.